Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Dez is here with us now. Good morning, Dez.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. Shamrock Rovers had a great win last night. They came from a goal down to beat the Welsh side, the New Saints 2-1, so it maintains their unbeaten record in the Europa Conference League. They went behind after 14 minutes, even though they were dominating the game, but goals from Johnny Kenny and Dylan Watts earned Rovers another win and another €400,000 in prize money. It means Rovers have 7 points from their opening three fixtures. They're also inching closer to becoming the first League of Ireland club to reach the knockout stages since the introduction of the group league phases. Their manager, Stephen Bradley, spoke with Raf Diallo about recovering from last week's league defeat.
Yeah, I just said inside, it's easy for us as staff to move on from the league because we're constantly assessing and reflecting as we're going. But for players, they're in the moment. They live in the moment. So it's difficult for them to move on after a Friday. But I thought they did that really well. It was a little bit of a worry tonight, if I'm being honest. But I knew after the first 5 minutes that they were there. They were mentally and physically, they were in a good place. And they showed that again tonight.
Yeah, and this is a strange format in the sense you don't have that home and away kind of dynamic where you face a team, I suppose, two times in the away game. You might sit back a little bit. You were on the front foot here tonight, but given it's kind of like one-off, like how did you approach it?
Exactly that. We're at home. Go and take the game to them. Respect what they do, but impose our style on them as soon as possible. And I thought we did that really well. Even after the goal, we did that really well. We remained calm. We kept walking them, and then when it was on to penetrate, we went and really hurt them. The one-off games allow you to go and attack the games.
That's Stephen Bradley. Now, Larne were beaten 2-1 in Belfast by St Gallen. Chelsea were 8-0 winners against FC Noah from Armenia. There's lots of Noah puns in the headlines today, a flood of goals, etc. Hearts were beaten 2-0 at home by Heidenheim. In the Europa League, Amad Diallo got both second-half goals as Manchester United beat PAOK 2-0 at Old Trafford. Tottenham lost 3-2 in Turkey against Galatasaray. Rangers got a 1-1 draw in Greece with Olympiacos. In the English Championship, West Brom and Burnley drew 0-0. On to rugby, and the Ireland squad for tonight's sold-out test match with New Zealand are injury-free after their captain's run. Ireland have won 5 of the last 9 games against the All Blacks, but crucially, New Zealand have beaten Ireland in each of the last 2 World Cup quarter-finals. Michael Corcoran has been talking to the Irish captain, Caelan Dorris, about the fact that the All Blacks have already got 2 international games under their belt.
Yeah, you can look at it both ways. Obviously, you could argue they'll be more cohesive and have more game minutes together, but they're towards the end of their season as well, so there might be a bit of a freshness advantage on our side. But I think either way, you're playing on your strengths and trying to get a performance as best as possible.
When you look at the last number of years, Ireland have done really well against New Zealand, but taking the big umbrella kind of helicopter view of the whole lot, over the years, wins against New Zealand are something that needs to be celebrated when they do happen.
Absolutely, yeah. Like you say, over the last 5-6+ years, there's been a few more wins going our way. If you look back before that, it was a very rare thing. So I think the belief is there now that it has been done, that it can be done again, but you still have to respect them massively and know what a threat they are and can be.
Physically, I would imagine it's going to be an absolutely immense game.
Yeah, big time. I think in these top level tests, the physicality always goes up another level. And yeah, it's been no different in our battles against these guys over the last number of years. So we're going to have to be both mentally and physically primed for a proper battle.
And it will be a proper battle. That's Caelan Dorris. We'll have live coverage of the game on Radio 1. The kickoff is at 8:10 tonight. In golf, play is underway on day 2 of the Abu Dhabi Championship. Shane Lowry, the only Irish player out so far, he's on 4-under for the tournament. But Johannes Veerman of the US has picked up 5 shots today to go to 14-under. Rory McIlroy's on 5-under, Tom McKibben 4-under. In basketball, the young Irish side was beaten 85-53 by Latvia in their FIBA Women's Eurobasket qualifier in Riga. 21-year-old Hazel Finn finished as joint top scorer for Ireland on her debut with 13 points. There were first caps also for 19-year-old Caitlin Glockner and 17-year-old Ashley Moran. In racing, St. Sam and Paul Townend won yesterday's Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase for Willie Mullins. And racing this evening is in Dundalk. The first race is at 5 o'clock.